Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you guys, there was a release about a new study that pulled 250, the top 250 conventions in the country that meet only in 20 cities. And we finished way up the list. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this was great to see. You know, we got this, there's a group that started this study. They call it the top 250, and they look at the 250 largest meetings that are happening across the country in a given year. There are only about 20 cities that can really compete for those, but they're the top tier destinations: Chicago, Las Vegas, Nashville, Atlanta. We were up there this year. We finished third, only behind San Diego and Orlando. Last year in 23, we were tied for third with San Diego. But these are the people we want to be competing with. So best of the best, for us to be at the top of the list is fantastic. It means that we are continuing to compete with cities with the greatest infrastructure, with the greatest attractions, and that are hosting the most complex meetings. We're gonna fight to be number one, of course, but we always want to find ourselves at the tops of these lists, and we want to continue to be competitive. So it's exciting to see that the work that's being done by our sales team, in partnership with the sales teams of all the hotels, in partnership with the sales team at the convention center, and of course in partnership with all of the hospitality businesses and workers throughout the community, is competing at an elite level. That's where we want to be. That's where we want to continue to be, and it's great to see the events coming, continuing to come, and us winning. You know, I mean, that's the goal, and it's good to see that coming to fruition.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I did not realize that really there was this group of 20, right, that could really host these big meetings. I don't know why I always thought it was more than that, but when I think about, you know, the cities and the size and what it takes, and I got to imagine we're probably one of the smaller cities of that 20, right?
I would wager we are the smallest. I think we are probably the smallest by far. And that list of 20 is going to continue to expand. There are literally billions of dollars of investments being made across the country right now in convention center expansion, in convention center renovation, and in new convention center buildings that are going to create more cities to compete. So cities like Austin that haven't typically been in that sphere, it's been a great city, to visit, but not necessarily a major competitor for big conferences and big events. They're going to have a brand new convention center, and they're going to make their way into this competition. Nashville, still emerging as a major convention hotspot, is added 7,000 hotel rooms over the last 5 years, and they're looking at expansion for their convention center, which will make them more competitive. And of course, they're building a new stadium, which will bring in Super Bowls and college football playoffs and other things into the mix as well. So that list will continue to expand. But it used to be 5 or 6 cities. Then it grew to 20, and it'll continue to grow because people see the economic value of it. They recognize the competition is fierce, and they're making investments to compete. And we're going to have to be in a position to continue to compete as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. But in the 20, Walt, I mean, the offerings that this city has really, and you've said this before, that you guys are punching above your weight all the time. And that seems to be alive and well and healthy, right? I mean, I was visiting with a restaurateur the other night. They opened another restaurant in the Warehouse District, and then I find out 3 more are opening in the Warehouse District. I mean, it's like, where are they going? And it's amazing. Every time I go down there, there's new restaurants.
Yep, ever expanding, and that's exciting. You know, I mean, we want people to not just visit, but we want them to visit and then make plans to come back. And oftentimes that means you got to offer them something new, you know what I mean? And that's what cities are doing. Of course, they keep reinventing themselves, and we have to continue to evolve and add new attractions, new restaurants, and new things that make people want to come back and visit us. But yeah, the cities that are out there competing, those numbers are just growing as this industry continues to grow. We do have unique offerings, though, and it allows us to compete at a level that we probably have no business competing at. That is because we are such a unique city with such unique people and doing so many interesting things from a creative standpoint. So, you know, it's one thing to go to a convention or conference in Columbus, Ohio, where they have nice new hotels and a very nice convention center. A lot of universities and other things happening there, a thriving, you know, diverse business community. But, you know, frankly, it's just not as interesting and as exciting as having that meeting in New Orleans. And so that's what we're selling, right? We're selling the adventure and the culture and the celebration outside of the professionalism of the meeting, the efficiency and the functionality of the infrastructure. That all comes first, but once you've established that you can be excellent at producing the meeting, what else do you have to sell? That's where the rest of our unique assets come into play, and that's what makes us competitive.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be back with Walt Leger and his final thoughts. He's the president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.